another,
and then just some expressions about our precious pastor who has departed.
We are sorry. But we know God is in charge. And everything is under control.
I believe
that the same God
in
His own time, who has done this and permitted it, will comfort Sister Chesa,
the
family,
Muri,
Daddy Chesa,
Bambo Chesa,
his brothers and sisters,
all
the co-workers in the ministry,
and
the elders of this church. I think it will be good for me to say just a few things before I go to the word. I have known Pastor Chesa.
Ininda akazi wa Pastor Chesa.
When we were young guys, around
23-24,
about 1978, that is about 40 years ago,
and
we were training as teachers with the likes of him, Pastor Mabugu there,
na Pastor Mabugu,
Brother Jeremiah Mkanganwi,
na Brother Jeremiah Mkanganwi,
Brother Caleb Mjuru,
na Brother Caleb Mjuru,
and many others. I just remember that among that group which was there that time. Finally, we received the message.
And
then we came to Harare just to let the message be concretized in us. And of those that I knew that we had at that time, now three have gone to be with the Lord. So that goes to show that the clock is ticking. We are not here eternally. We have an eternal home. We have an eternal body. So we are just passing through. That's why for anyone to be bogged down really by the things of this world and fail to have vision of that which is to be, it's a miserable life. So from then we knew each other. And we got to know each other. We finished a bit earlier with the others. And then the others also now came in later. And then he went to teach in Mazowe. And maybe we're also in Makumbi. Later on, I went to Mutare.
But
we would associate and would see each other. And then thing that we never knew, in one way or another, among all those brothers that I've mentioned, God was just gracious.
Somewhere
along the way, God called them into the ministry.
And
that strengthened our friendship and that which we had before. And because of that understanding that we had, surely we related very well with one another. And we labored.
Takashanda.
And we worked.
Takashanda.
And I remember last time I was speaking to him.
It was
on the 31st of December.
31 December.
We met at a wedding.
Takasangana pamchato.
And then I was just about to leave. Then he followed. Then we talked for quite a long time. Among some of the things he was saying, he said, Brother Dan, we are now getting old. We have come from far. I urge you to take it easy. Our bodies can no longer take the pressure that they used to take. That which we were supposed to do, we have done.
Takaita.
God has raised many young men. Maybe mainly what you are just there to do is to stabilize things and give guidance. Maybe take a
Sunday service.
Oh, when you are strong once in a while midweek, pamwe kana wakasimba apo neapo woparidza pakati pevhiki.
He says to me, there is nothing that you can ever say today to try and impress the people.
Hapasina chauchataura iye zvino chekuda kuedza kufadza vanhu.
Your church.
Kereke yenyu.
Even also the churches of the message say here in Zimbabwe.
Kunyange mama kereke mharidzo
Zimbabwe. They know you to be a preacher.
Vanokuziva kuti muri muparidzi.
They know me to be a preacher.
Uye vanondizira kuti ndiri muparidzi.
So there is nothing more new that you would want to achieve.
Saka hapana chinhu chitsva chamunoda kuti hanzi ndoda kuita.
So take care of your body.
Saka chengetedzai muviri wenyu.
And I said, you are saying it right.
Ndikati muri kutaura zvakanaka.
I was Christmas a few days ago when I was talking to him, I just come from a convention in Port Elizabeth.
Ku Christmas ndandabva ku Port Elizabeth.
I said I was preaching.
Ndikati ndai ndiri kuparidza.
And I was really punching it hard, you know.
Ndakanyatso kuparidza zvine simba.
Really pushing the sword right into the teeth of the enemy.
Ndichinyatso munondo kune
mwe. So I was just inside there.
Ndiri mukati mo.
Something happened to me.
Pane zvakaitika kwandiri.
So I walked slowly and I came back here.
Ndakafamba zvishoma
ndikati. Only my wife will pick that something has gone wrong somewhere.
Pa mudzimai wangu bedza akangozvizira kuti pane zvaitika.
I took it slow.
Ndakatora pore pore
until I picked up.
Kusvika ndazonaya.
Right now I'm still recovering.
Iye zvino ndichiri kutonaya.
So we were just talking. I said,
takungokurukura.
I take what you say.
Ndinogamuchira zvamataura.
Well, somehow now I've experienced it.
Nekuti ndakatozviita.
So such was the man that we are gathered for.
Ndiyo zvanga zviri murume watakaunganira.
He was a man of rare occasions.
Anga ari murume asingangotarisirwe pane zvese zvese.
I would say in the ministry he was the missing link.
Ndingangoti pashumiriro ndiye anga ari chibatanidzo changa chisipo.
He was the missing link.
Ndiye chibatanidzo chakanga chichishaikwa.
You talk of a link and you say it's missing.
Vakazvitenda.
Regardless.
Zvisinei.
Face the situation.
Sangana nemamiriro.
Fearlessly. Head on with the devil. Continue to press on towards the mark of the high calling. And tonight you are saluting a gallant soldier who has laid all his burdens down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm happy tonight. He's right there at Jesus' feet. Sister Chesa and children. Brother Mudombe in the church. Be ye comforted. He has not labored in vain. Now it's your time to take the baton. Keep on the race. Soon and very soon, we'll meet across the river. Gadziriro yangu pasipano. Iyo ndeyo kuenda kuna baba inandizotyi kuva naye panzvimbo chenyu. Blessing Hama Chesa. Hama inokosha.
A precious brother.
Hama mushoko ramwari.
A brother in the message.
Hama kuvadikanwa.
I'm a brother.
Yaenda panzvimbo yakanaka.
He's now in a better place.
Nzvimbo yakanaka.
A better place. Amen.
Let me keep this up. One or two testimonies. It's not a mistake that Pastor Chesa is gone. God knew.
I see.
His day.
I see.
His time. I'll ask this church. Go and start listening to the tapes he preached from last Sunday going back. You will see a lot of things he was dropping there. Then you understand. Go to some of the meetings he might have addressed you. You will begin to see. God has witnesses. Before it happens here, he first shows it there. On Saturday back on our church when this happened, a brother told me,
amen.
It's a young man. It's a young man. He really liked Brother Chesa.
And
Brother Chesa, he liked this young man.
He's
one of my sons. He says, I went to church. He says, he went to church. He was praying on Saturday.
Says,
in the end, after a long time,
then
I don't know why, I began to pray for Pastor Chesa and Sister Chesa. And the words were, please strengthen them. When he went home, he told his wife. He says, I don't know why. God has witnesses.
Amen.
I won't say what happened to me also. But I have it in my diary. I'll leave that for something else. Now, I have this brother. I like him. He works for our library. Yesterday, he wrote me this. In the morning when he heard the news, he wrote me this. Good afternoon, person. We are so sorry to learn of the unexpected departure of God's great servant.
Mind you,
3 months ago, he was in our place preaching for us. We had a couples meeting. We had a pastor's meeting. It was three in one day, and then the next day a service. So he says, it's so surprising, I've been thinking about him all of at last week. I recalled how he came to Rusape. Not 3 months ago, no. To preach for us about 18 years ago. Are we together? The title of his sermon kept ringing in my mind for hours unending. The title was Influences. That shapes our destiny. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Influences.
Runziro.
That shapes our destiny.
What
are we saying tonight? What are we saying this weekend?
What
are we talking about? Influences.
Runziro.
That shapes our destiny.
18
years ago, and this brother is brought to memory.
Brother,
says, I was thinking, that is there, he was thinking over that week, if Pastor Chesa dies, that was before he died. Says, if Pastor Chesa dies, it's just coming to him. With all the influence he had around the globe, how will his funeral be like? Yesterday, that's now Monday morning, as I was driving kids to Magamba. I felt a strong sage to go in the library records and search for the tape that he preached there. I, however, got home late around 9 p.m. I slept thinking of him. Then around 2 a.m. today, I got a notification on my phone that he had crossed over. What an influence he left. What a legacy. What a battle-scarred soldier. And victorious overcomer. What a jubilee they are having with Brother Gordon as we speak. Oh, hallelujah. There is a Pentecostal jubilee tonight. There are some hallelujahs tonight. There are some praises God tonight. He says, may God comfort you. I know it's a real heavy blow to you and the ministry. I believe God has a special reason in this. I believe one by one our cards are being taken from the rack. And we will step in Jordan's chilly waters for the last time, then we are home. There they say the toils and the troubles and heartaches along the pilgrimage will mean nothing. God bless you. Tonight, we are gathered for something real. We are seated in reality. I was saying to my wife, with this, then you cannot walk with your shoulders high. They have to be low down.
You would be afraid even to put your hands in your pocket. You don't know what to say and how to behave. Let me tell you, respect every brother. Love every brother. Regardless, if there is an ought, we have a way, which is a scriptural way. Brother, I am sorry. Brother, this and that. Remember, we are in the final polishing of the bride to go home. We went away with my brother here. We just wanted to went go do something out there.
We just talking.
I say, no, you come to a place where you have such a sweetness. You have no grudge with no one. You can't shout to nobody. You love your brother. And when you hit at that, you feel your ministry is, it achieves. And you feel you can see yourself taking strides in your own life. You are rising from glory unto glory. Watch how God comes up, beginning to raise you up for the purpose that He has called you for. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Say hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brothers, we don't have time for everything. But we have time for the message of the hour. When we get behind this pulpit, send it hard. Sin killing gospel. That will make hell hot and heaven high. Do you hear that, my brother? That's what we are here for. We are being prepared for the takeoff. We have no time to waste for anything. When we come behind here, we are preparing ourselves for going home. Some of us have been in this journey. When we were a young man, like I was telling him, do you see that gray hair? Some white, some gray. I said, it's speaking a story. So, do you know, among many things, if you put a human being sulfuric acid, the hair won't just dissolve there and then. If you bury it, it won't just go there and then. There's something about the hair. It's telling a story. And what is the story, my brother? You can almost see the Father's going. Hallelujah. You can almost see the Father's going. God knows we are entering a certain stage in the ministry. And I'm saying, young minister, young preacher, hold on to the faith. Hold on to the message. Hold on to that which has been spoken to you. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. That's the legacy. Pastor Blessing Hama Chesa left. I'm told on Sunday he was saying here. Ameno henyu ndakakutauri ya chokwadi.
I told you the truth.
Kana mare kakuchitora ameno henyu.
If you don't believe the truth, it's up to you.
It's the tabernacle.
It's the tabernacle. It's the tabernacle.
Ameno henyu.
It's up to you.
Year after year. He has stood here to declare the message. And you are the testimony of the fruit of his ministry. Stay right there. Stay on that word. Stay on the beaten path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've exhausted my time before I read the scripture. But those are expressions. Those are expressions. So I won't go in my message. So I can give the next man. But I want to just say this statement. Which Brother Graham shows. I was going to say, we are waiting for another season. Seasons change, brothers. Pastor Chesa right now has received a season change. It's another season. You don't have summer throughout the year. Or else there is nothing to talk about a year. We have a year because of seasons.
For when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have another one that's waiting for us. He is in that another one which has been waiting for him. Season change.
He says, comfort you one another with
these
words. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. Tonight in this church, it's another season. Yesterday, it was another season. In the ministry, it was another season. But today, it's another season. A season changer.
Time changes, brother.
Things
will never remain. Don't cry.
Sister Chesa, we are heading for another season.
Sister Chesa,
it will be a reunion season.
Brother Abraham says we have two seasons. He says we have the season of mortal life.
And it now mwaka we upenyu we panyama.
And the season of immortal life.
So our brother is translated from the season of mortal life.
Pastor Vavamu upenyu unova.
Change. From mortal to immortality in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
This is, and today, that gives us a great testimony,
he says,
as a witness of the God of creation. Because that when we are in the season of mortal life, raising our children, marrying and bringing forth families, that's the season of mortal life, he says. This is a life or the season of mortal life, Brother Brown says. That's from the message, the testimony of a true witness, paragraph 83. This is a life or the season of mortal life. But when we have been born of above, the body returns to the dust. From where it comes, and the spirit goes down to where it comes from, or goes up rather to where it comes from, to the God who gave it. That's where our pastor has gone to.
He says,
Manoti.
To where it comes from, to the God who gave it, and there will come another season. And that season that will come will be the immortal season. That's the season is now. And when the Son of God rises with his healing in his wings, it will be totally impossible to hold those bodies in the ground any longer.
Even if you are eaten by a lion,
oh, brother, tine simba mani.
We have got power.
Matiri mune simba
In us, there is Rino power.
Rinodaika hydrogen pump
It's better mune than simba the hydrogen
mauri
bomb.
Mani,
there is power in you tonight.
Kana brother Branham.
Brother Branham says,
kana makambo inda kuna matira munu no
ruara. If you have gone to pray
mune
for a sick
simba
person.
Kunda varume vatatu mune taza kumubata.
The person has got power.
Zikanziko muna akazazwa ne simba romu ya mchene. Ane simba rakaita sei.
How much power
Komuna
does that?
Afaka mchira mune ya mchene.
What about the person that's telling you?
Oh, pazwaro muko. Simba rimwe chete iroro richa mumusa. Hallelujah.
And when the Son of God rises with healing in his wings,
it will be totally impossible to hold those bodies in the ground any longer. They will come forth in the brightness of the Son of God.
Very
nature itself testifies of that. That was what I want to speak on.
He's gone home. He's
going
to an immortal home.
We are
now just putting on overalls.
gumborango hoforosi ya boka musoro wangu hoforosi ya boka asunemwe hanzu isinga boki unemwe hanzu isinga kwegure unemwe sutu yetuk sedo yakudenga isinga fiaka varuka
which you never get torn
kumusha
home
what wamboona kuya kuzoshanda ku Harare
you come to work to Harare
kare waingonzwa mudara achindino kumusha
yeah the father said
unyanga achienda ko kamwe chete pa Christmas
even if he goes there once every Christmas
unaenda kumba kwake kumfakos
you go to his home in Fakos
unogara pa dombo
sit on a stone
kana pa gabara kaiswa cement
or cement
unonzwa chikuno ku town
and here in town
we don't mind this a town
I don't care about town
tikugazira kumusha uko
fixing my home
kumusha
I'm fixing my rural
kumusha
home.
Oh mushaka na otanga kupfurunyurwa
and when that home is being
vana sharuye kwanouya opa imba yakambovaka
and then they come to the house that
you waenda kumunda
and you have gone to the
vano
farm
vanotunga uso vachitunga uswa
and they will be talking
was what panes zirikutsurudzirwa
you know something is happening
chinga icho tsuka
and then you see
panes zirikutsurudzirwa
something is happening
chiremba wakakutaurira
the doctor told
kuti mapapa ane mvura
you have got water in your
mapapa ane shirovo mapapa ane nezvirobvo kana chutsi
your lungs now have got smoke
imba yako
your home
yakutirimuka asikana imba yapanyika ichinge yapanyika
tine
imwe yakatimirira kumusoro kudenga
but one waiting for us
brother Hamachesa vakati ndaneta
pastor Chesa said
nechimutumbi chino chinoora
because of this body
chimutumbi chinorwadza
the painful body
eh mama chimbolukwiza ambrukishon
eh mama can you put some slow
mama chimboni mwisa izvi
can you give me this medicine
nasi vari mumutumbi usina zvinonwiwa
I desire a body where I don't have to take vari
mutiyo fani body yavo
he's now in his
patinobuda pamitumbi apa nyama patinobuda pamitumbi ino pane mumutumbi akatimirira
there's another bed
brother Branham woti
brother Branham says
sepa wanga uripo kwanzi mai mutumbi wako uchumbwa mudumbu
when your body was being formed in the womb of the mother
kwanzi mweya iwoyo wanga wakamirira mutumbi uchumbwa
that spirit was waiting for that body that was being formed
pa wakanga wapo mutumbi
when the body was
zikanzi mweya wakauya wopinda
and the spirit came in
zikandizo wopa no mutumbi uri kumbwa kumusoro kudenga
there's another body
hallelujah
hallelujah
pauno bula mutumbi uno
when you go out of this body
unenge wakatokumirira
body will be waiting
brother
for you
brother Branham what is not a myth
brother Branham are you singano
is reality
icho kwade
pastor chesa has departed
vabuda
from our ranks
kubva muchiero
chete he has promoted
vakurudzirwa
a high rank
kwenda muchiero chepamusoro
and we say till then
to good brother chesa which would be natural if you are neighbors and snatching members from one another
zvinenge zviri zvinotarisirwa kuti kana muri pa muri vavakidzana vari pedyo nepedyo munogona kubvutirana nengo dzechechi
but we admired each other
asi taitofarirana
one time
pane imwe nguva
Joseph I hope he takes the liberty to get us to quote these things
Joseph pane imwe nguva ndotenda
Joseph Branham
yeah Joseph Branham ndotenda anotibvumira kutaura zvinizvi
he had acted naughty he had acted naughty
oh akaita muskanzwa sorry
so mama
saka mai
was going to give him
vai zombomu gadzirisa ipapo
so while she was busy trying to sort out and put some discipline into the boy
pavanga ari mushishi vachedza kuranga mukoma nawo
the boy knew that daddy has got a different nature
mukoma anakazva kuti baba vane hunhu hwakasiyana naamai
musantarisa garigentaure zvandoda
don't look at me let me freely express myself
tochinonzi kuparidza ichocho
that's what preaching is all about
pore pore
slowly but surely
so he ran to the father
saka akabva anopotera kuna baba
and the father didn't spank the boy
skanzi
he did not spank the boy
baba havana kuti ya maiso kwadzo kuda kugadzirisa kunoko aiwo
he just says become a better boy
and iwe uzvibate wazvinzwa
I'll give you another chance
ndakuregerera wazvinzwa ka pasop
and sister Meda was not very happy
sister Meda azvina kunyatsovaitira zvakanaka izvi
you know the story So Brother Chester was so large-hearted.
Brother Chester vanga vari munhu ane mwoyo murefu.
Tikatora kashamu tikada kuti tiite chwapu chwapu munhu obva angomhanya achiuya kuEastleigh.
If we would spank a guy, they would find their shelter in Eastleigh. Amen.
Expressions.
Ku tiri kutaura zviripo.
And he did such a good job.
Vaita basa rakanaka chaizvo.
The boys and the girls became excellent Christians.
Vakomana nevasikana vaizva makristo ane muta.
He was gifted.
Vanga vane chipo.
So I always admired that.
Saka izvozvo ndaigara ndichingozviyemura.
He came to preach for me not so long ago.
Vakauya kuzondiparidzira nguva pfupi yapfuura.
And I still remember the message he preached to us.
Ndichiri kurangarira mharidzo yavakatiparidzira.
We are anointed by the spirit of the land of our fathers.
Hanzi takazodzwa nemweya wemadzibaba edu.
And
wenyika yemadzibaba edu.
And we enjoyed it.
Takaropa fanza.
And then he invited me to come and preach to you.
Vakandikoka kuti ndizokuparidzirai.
It's sad to say I finally arrived.
Ndine urombo kuti ndauya hangu nhasi.
But God has a purpose for all things.
Asi Mwari vane chinangwa nezvinhu zvose.
In Isaiah,
muna Isaiah,
Jesus had an anointing on him.
Anga ane chizoro paari,
which made him achieve a lot of things.
Chizoro ichocho ndo chakamuita kuti azadzikise zvinhu zvakawanda kana kuita mubata pakuru.
I like that.
Amen.
When you read in Matthew,
patinoverenga muna Mateo,
Mark, Luke and John,
Luke na John,
you read about the exploits of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Unonzwa pamusoro pemabasa makuru.
Is such with great admiration.
Zvinoyemurika kwazvo kwazvo.
To read what Jesus went through in his 3.5 years of ministry.
Zvinhu zvinoyemurika kuverenga mabasa akabatwa naJesu mumakore matatu anehafu.
Even as early as 12 years.
Kunyange paanga achine makore 12.
He was in the temple with the veterans.
Anga ari mutemberi nemaveterans.
And he enjoyed himself asking them questions.
Akanyatsoropafadzwa paaibvunza mubvunzo kuvasharukwa.
I can imagine, no doubt, there was a smile in the corner of Jesus' mouth.
Ndinotarisa kuona ndichiona kuti ainyemwerera zvake.
When the big rabbis could not answer his questions.
Vana rabbi pavaikwenya musoro vachiedza kupindura mubvunzo yake.
And then he would throw another one.
Oh, but hero, hero mumwe.
Just like your son when he puts you in a corner, you know.
Lozi raunetwa nemwana kumana wako kana akuisa pakona so.
And you eventually say, hey, papa no.
And you, can you please just get away for a while? Just move off.
He had very nice times. He had very nice, wonderful times.
Angane zvinhu zvakanaka nguva dzakanaka dzakadaro.
When he met Bartimaeus.
Paka sangana na Bartimaeus.
The blind man.
Bofu.
And he gave him his sight.
Akamusvinudza meso.
I'm sure there was a smile in the corner of the mouth of Jesus.
Ndinotenda kuti Jesu Kristu vakanyemwerera kuti nyecho.
When he went to Gadara.
Pakaenda kuGadara.
And met Legion.
Akasangana na Legion.
I can imagine as a human being.
Ndinotenda kusemunhu.
The disciples may have seen a sign, beware.
Ndotenda vadzidzi vanga vaudzwa kunzi chenjerai paiva nemucherechedzo.
Madmen ahead.
And
Legion came running to Jesus.
Legion to
worship Jesus.
See
the charisma in Jesus.
Quiet
charisma.
He
came and
worshipped.
And Jesus said, come out of him.
Buda mari.
Legion had no choice.
Regione anga asina chokuita.
Except to come out.
Anga asina sarudas kungo buda.
And the man was dressed and in his right mind.
Murumo ilvawa na pfungwa yake yakanaka.
What a momentous time.
Inguwa yakanaka zvakadi.
When he was crossing the sea to go and redeem Legion.
Pakanga achiyambuka gungwa kuti aende anodzikinyura Regione.
The waves came up.
Masaisaya akasumuka.
Jesus was asleep.
Yes, anga achizipodora zvake akarara.
He woke up.
Akamuka.
Maybe rubbed his eyes.
Ndobva apokuta maziso.
And said, peace.
Vati rugare.
Be still.
Ndakuve nerunyararo.
Pore pore.
Slowly but surely.
And there was a great calm.
Pakava nokudzikama kukuru.
I can imagine Jesus as the human being, Jesus.
Ndinogona kuona Jesu ari semunhu muvanhu.
Enjoying that.
Achifarira izvozvo.
Wonderful times.
Nguva dzakanaka idzi.
He went to a fig tree.
Akaenda pamukuyu kana munhu.
He was hungry.
Kana muonde aine nzara.
He couldn't find anything there.
Ndobva achaya chokuwana wepa pamuchero.
He says, let no man eat from thee henceforth.
Zvikanzi kubva nhasi ngapashaye munhu anodya kubva pauri.
The next day.
Zvarakatera.
The tree was dry.
Muti wakabva waoma.
What a time for Jesus.
Ingo yakadii kuna Jesus.
The blind saw.
Mapofu akasvinuka.
The deaf heard.
Matsi
vakanzwa. The lame walked.
Meta makumbo dzakafamba.
Even prostitutes repented.
Zvipfeve zvakatendeuka.
What a time.
Ingo yakadii.
He had such a wonderful time in his life.
Nguva anga nengo yakanaka chaizvo mupenyu wake.
The Spirit of the Lord God
is
upon me.
Uri pamsoro pangu.
And what he has anointed me for,
zvakandizodzera.
I will do.
Ndozvandichaita.
Now this is a phase
chinano ichi
in the expression of the anointing.
Mukuratidzwa kwechizuru.
But there are other expressions
which
I want to get to in a little while.
Zvandoda kuti pinde mazviri kwekanguva.
Where the same Jesus,
apo Jesu mumwe chete,
when he went to Lazarus,
pakaenda kuna Lazarus.
I must make it very short, so
ndoda kungozvipfupisa.
Don't expect me to take an hour.
Ndisandifungira kuti ndicha
another 20 minutes.
Naye handisikuzorebesayo.
When Jesus was going through all these experiences.
Jesu paipfuura mune zvinhu zvose izvi.
Think as a human being.
Philip semunhu.
Think.
Andofunga semunhu.
You must think as a human being.
Unofanira kufunga semunhu.
He must have enjoyed it.
I ndofunga akazvifarira.
Because you yourself.
Kana iwewo pachako.
When you had an achievement.
Ukawana kubudirira.
You celebrated.
Unofara unopembera.
No wonder why some testimonies are awash.
Ndosaka zvapupu zvakatekeshera.
Because we are enjoying it.
Zvino nokuti vanhu vanosvarira.
We are human.
Tiri vanhu tinosvarira.
Jesus must have enjoyed it.
Jesus anofanira kunga akafarira
zvapupu. You agree with me?
Tinowirirana here.
He changed situations.
Jesu waisandura mamiriro ezvinhu.
And he enjoyed it.
Achizvifarira futi.
He had a good time.
Aiva nenguva yakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
When they were attacking him,
he
felt so good.
He said,
destroy this temple.
In 3 days,
I'll raise it up. What a challenge.
And
he must have felt good to face and challenge death. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say now.
Here is
a man who says, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I'll raise it up.
Here is
a man who people come And they said, all the other churches couldn't sort this problem. Even your disciples could not cast out this demon. Jesus says, bring him here. He must have felt good. Bring him here. And when they brought him, he cast out the evil spirit. And the person was healed. I would like to just put that in your mind. In my little background. To say Jesus must have enjoyed all these experiences.
Isaiah 61.
Getting fulfilled.
It is that this one.
Now let's move with Jesus a little further.
Are
you with me? He is starting his ministry. He is now starting his ministry. He goes to the Jordan to be baptized by John was baptizing a baptism of repentance, as we know. When he got into the water with Jesus, John was ready for a confession from Jesus. And Jesus says, I have nothing to confess. He says, What? Nothing to confess. You mean you want to hide your sins? He says, I can't hide my sins because I don't have any. So John was taken aback. And he says, it's you to baptize me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's you to baptize me. Why do you come to me? So
John
refused to baptize Jesus. Now,
Jesus,
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But now, what the Spirit of the Lord is doing on Jesus is to cause him to fulfill righteousness. Healing the sick is fine. Raising the dead is fine. Opening blind eyes is fine. But there's something that the Spirit of God does to a true believer. It causes a true believer to fulfill all righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was called righteousness. We have a message which has things which need to be done physically.
Ine zvinhu zvinoda kuti zvitoitwa munhu achibata zvibatwa.
Did you hear that, church? Tazvinzwa here,
church?
We have a Bible.
Tine Bible.
Which has laws and ordinances.
Rine mirayiro nezviga.
Which, when fulfilled,
zvekuti zvikazadziswa,
becomes righteousness.
Ndozvinonzi kururama.
So what I'm saying is this.
Zvandiri kutaura ndeizvi.
Jesus.
Jesu.
With the anointing on him.
Aine chizoro paari.
It could not be persuaded.
Haikwanisa kunyengetezwa.
To bypass an instruction of the word.
Kuti anzvenge rairo yeshoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't get yourself persuaded.
Usanyengerwa.
By even John himself.
Kunyange na Johani pachake.
To say such and such is not necessary.
Kuti hazvakati nezvakati hazvina basa.
Because the Holy Ghost on Jesus caused him to stand his ground and persuade John not to bypass an instruction.
You
have the Holy Ghost. You know what the meaning of instructions is. So eventually, John agreed. May somebody here agree to the fulfillment of a scripture, though your natural frame does not like to do it. It makes no sense. It's old-fashioned. But the Spirit of the Lord God upon you will constrain you to force whosoever is talking to you to say, don't hinder me. Don't block me. Don't disturb me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. So that's the character of Jesus. And he came on earth to teach us how to handle the word. Because of our time, let me skip and rush to where Jesus was in Matthew chapter 4.
In Matthew chapter 4.
Confronted by the devil.
Three
temptations. But those temptations were very good offers. Bread for a hungry man. Bread for a hungry person. That's an excellent offer. Money for a poor man. That's a good offer. But when Jesus was offered by the devil, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He won't permit me to bypass an instruction. He won't permit me to get instructions from the devil. He stood by the word. What if John had won the argument? And Jesus went without his baptism. What if John had won the case? What would it mean? The next event would not have happened. Because when he came out of the water,
hallelujah,
the Spirit of God came upon him. So if he did not fulfill the instruction, that would be evidence that there's no Spirit of God coming upon him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That would also mean that John would not have an infallible sign. If he rested his ministry on an argument that somebody has presented, he as you know, when he was in prison, was almost giving up.
Johani panga amu jeri zine anga kudakutokanda mapfumo pansi.
But he had an infallible sign.
Akanga ane mucherechezo usinga kundike.
And he said, he that sent me to baptize
akati uya akandi tuma kuzobabatiza
told me
akandi
upon whom you see the Spirit descending, he is the Messiah.
Aka uya akandi tuma kuno babatiza akandi udza kuti paunoona mweya uchiburuka semcherechedzo.
That's the Messiah.
Ndiye Messiah.
Now you go to Matthew 26.
Toenda pana Matthew 26.
Before we do that, let's go to John chapter 11.
All right. Ngati
we're not reading these scriptures.
John 11.
Jesus went to Lazarus.
Jesu akaenda kuna
Lazarus. Lazarus was dead.
Lazarus anga afa zvake.
And this is why we are here tonight.
Ndo saka tiri pano manherwano.
It's because of a death, if I can say it blunt.
Tiri pano nokuda kwerufu kana ndikangoreva zviripo.
With all the celebrations of Jesus,
nekumembererero dzese dzaJesu,
we see Jesus,
tiri kuona Jesu,
his emotions changing,
achisandura manzwiro ake,
when he was facing a death.
Jesu akabatikana panga akasangana nerufu.
This was not his own death.
Rangarira rwanga rusiri rufu rwake iye.
It was the death of Lazarus.
Why were you for Lazarus?
In verse 35.
Verse 35.
The Bible says Jesus wept.
Bible not Jesu akachema.
He is pouring out an expression of an emotion.
Ari kudurura kuratidzwa kwemanzwiro ari kuita mukati.
But this weeping is not at his good times.
Asi kuungudza huku. Asi kuchema nekuti kwaita nguva dzakanaka.
Jesus did not treat death lightly.
Jesu aibata rufu nezinyekenyeke.
The wages of sin
mubayiro wezvivi
is death.
Rufu.
We know that.
Tozviziva.
But we're going to arrive at Brother Chesa as I come to a close.
Ndiri kuswedera pana Brother Chesa.
And I believe that will comfort Sister Pelagia.
Ndinotenda zvichanyararidza Sister Pelagia.
When it approached death,
when apakasvika
Jesus wept for the death of a close friend.
Jesu wakachema nokuda kwerufu rwehama yepedyo.
When people died in sin, the Spirit of God says, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You can almost envision the Holy Spirit crying if it had tears. Oh, Jerusalem! Oh, Jerusalem!
Jerusalem!
Where God sees sin and death, which will follow sin.
Nerufur notevera chivi.
I can imagine Jesus weeping.
Ndinogona kuona Jesu achichema.
He must know.
Anofanira kuziva.
How terrible.
Kuti zvine njodzi sei. Rufu rine njodzi sei.
And for God to bring it as a punishment.
Zvinongana kuti Mwari vaunze rufu se punishment.
I'm now talking about hell.
Ndakutaura pamusoro pegehena.
It's terrible.
Zvino njodzi zvinotisa.
To go there.
Kugena
rich souls in prison. It's terrible.
Inochikisa.
To have to go into the lake of
fire. Kupinda mugungwa remoto.
That's when Jesus would pour out his emotions.
Ndokusaka Jesu waidurura manzwiro ake.
And begin to weep for Lazarus.
Otanga zvino kuchema Lazarus.
You may say, oh, Lazarus went to heaven.
What
I'm doing here at this point is just to show a response to death. By Jesus himself. Do you think you'd cry when the blind see?
No.
Do you think you'd cry when the lame walk?
No.
But when he met death, he wept. And then the next event was his own death. Matthew 26. He was now in the Garden of Gethsemane. He came to a certain place. A place called Gethsemane. And says to his disciples, sit here while I go yonder. And he took with him Peter,
Dr. Petro,
James and John.
James na John.
And now listen,
Tere.
He began to be sorrowful.
akatanga zvino kuungudza nekubatikana nekurwadziwa.
And to be very heavy.
Akanzwa kuremerwa kukuru.
This was the response of Jesus.
Ndokadairiro kakaita Jesu.
To his own death.
Akutarisana atarisana nerufu rwake.
Are you following me?
Tiritese here.
Then he started to pray.
Ndobatanga kunamata.
And he says, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful."
Mweya wangu wabatikana zvikuru kuru.
Remember, this is Jesus.
Rangarira ndi Jesu.
He says, "My soul is sorrowful exceedingly."
Mweya wangu warwadzikana zvikuru
kuru. Even unto death.
Kunyange murufu.
Stay here and watch with me. Or pray with me. He went a little further and he prayed, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass." This is how Jesus felt when he was facing death. Now, we are here for that word death.
Isusu panapa tiripano nechikonzero kweshoko rinonzi rufu.
Sorrowful.
Runorwadza.
If it's possible, Father.
Kana zvichikwanisika baba.
Let this cup pass.
Tenderai mukombe uyu upfure.
Mukombe ngaupfure.
Let this cup pass.
Dai ndasafa hangu.
Wish I had remained alive.
Dai ndadzokera kudenga.
Wish I could just go to heaven.
Dzakandimirira.
Where the angels are waiting for me.
Dai ndasafa.
I wish I could not die.
That's the prayer of the Lord Jesus in the flesh. Then he went back to the disciples. They were fast asleep. He woke them up. Gave them a chance to pray. Went again. And he says, "Oh my Father, if this cup will not pass away from me except I drink it, let your will be done." So now we are looking at Jesus. He is facing a momentous time in his life. And when he is going to die, he is carrying your sin and my sin. And that means he has to take them with him to hell. And pay for those sins. And when he was facing a death of a sinner, a person with sin in their life, he cried. He wept. He agonized. He said, "Father, do I have to die?" Let me ask you a question. What if that prayer was answered? Jesus just gets changed. Goes back to heaven. Leaves the disciples sleeping there.
And you see, the Lord Jesus Christ has been raptured. He's in heaven. His answers, his
where
answer.
Would you be? I'm glad that the Father says,
"No."
No. Aisha.
No. Aisha.
I won't answer that prayer.
Baba Wakati. Thank you. And this was opindura mnamato wako.
Because the reason for you coming,
no one chikon zero chawako wire wewe.
Even your name Jesus,
kunyange stara kwa kuti
Jesus, is so that you can save your people from their sins. So if I let this cup pass, I'm fighting against the promise. And the Spirit of the Lord God will never make a believer fight the promise. The Holy Ghost will never fight the promise. There was a promise in Matthew
28.
Go and baptize in the name of the Father and the name of the Son, which is the name of the Holy Ghost. That's a promise which needs to be fulfilled. The Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2. And when the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Ghost cannot fight the promise. So he could not make Peter fight Matthew
28
and remain the Holy Ghost. There is no way the Holy Ghost can make you fight the prophet and it remain the Holy Ghost. It's impossible.
That's the prayer we should not be answered. If you ask
Mukombe
for the message,
uyoyo,
that cup won't pass.
That cup will never pass.
Mukombe uyoyo,
and I don't know matter.
Go and pray that prayer.
Mwari,
Ishe,
Brother Branham wakaposa.
Brother Branham, whatever he said is
quotation yapfura.
Wish this quotation would pass.
Pauno muka.
When you wake up,
it
will still be there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Jehovah.
Kana gwaro revimbiso.
If a scriptural promise.
Rakati ma brother fekai zvakanaka.
If brothers, you must dress properly.
Rakati mwari ndaona trousers yakanaka.
If you say
Shandrai Deuteronomy. Amen.
That cup won't pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bore waenda manj.
Now, slow but sure is over now.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The
Holy
Ghost,
his work,
he
hunts for a promise and pours an anointing on the promise.
The Holy Ghost pours the anointing on the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord, send the power just now.
And
baptize everyone. They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, the first thing Peter said was, we are not drunk. This is that which was promised by Joel the prophet. The Holy Ghost comes to anoint the promise. What is our promise in the end time? Behold, I send you Elijah. What is the work of the Holy Ghost? For those who receive the Holy Ghost, they will be anointed to the message of the prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost anoints the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen. This prayer won't be answered.
Minamato yese anofungaudu wakapindurwa zvinhu zvikachinja. Hapana chakachinja.
All the prayers which you prayed and you think you prayed and things were changed, nothing changed.
Usazvinyengera, nothing changed.
Don't deceive yourself. Nothing
your only
changed.
Solution is
mindirobedi
this cup will not pass until I drink it. Thy will be done. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because
no kuti
any promise of the word
vimbiso yoga yoga
will come to pass.
Inoto itika.
Every line, every verse.
Mutsara mumwene verse roga roga.
Of the utterances of Malachi 4.
Urakataurwa na Malachi 4.
Will come to pass.
Ino zadziswa.
Kana ndikawirana neshamwari yangu tikati ngatibvise quotation yakati.
If I agree with my friend and we say let's remove this quotation.
Toti yabva.
And we say we have removed it.
Takuenda kumba.
When we go home,
tinoisiya iripo.
We will leave the quotation there.
Vane mweya mutsvene vachizodzwa.
Those with the Holy Ghost will be anointed.
That's what Jesus was.
Ndo zvaiva Jesu.
He refused to be persuaded away from the promise.
Akaramba kuzvezvetedzwa kubva pavimbiso.
In Matthew chapter 3.
Muna Matthew 3.
In Matthew 20 something.
Matthew
26.
Matthew 26.
He was persuaded.
Akanyengetedzwa.
To wish it would pass.
Kunzidai mukombe wapfuura.
That's human.
Ndo zviri vanhu izvo.
You can debate if you want.
Munogona kukaka naro.
You can wish some quotations away if you
unogona kuchiwadai quotation yabva man.
But when your prayer is finished,
as paunopedza kunamata,
it will still be there.
Quotation inenge iripo.
And if you are sensible enough,
kana uri nedzakakwana,
just submit to it and say, your will be done.
Ingoti kuda kwenyu ngakuitwe ishe.
So, message believer,
mutendwe marito,
can we agree tonight?
Naita tingaura
to say, Lord,
ishe,
let your will be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, ishe ndo kutendai.
I thank you, Lord. You never faint and you never became afraid until you ran away.
You were not timid to run.
Amuna
you said something about
amuna
you don't run.
Romantiz.
I don't know how you said it. I liked that quote. Oh my. In Mark, in the same prayer, can I have another 5 minutes, brother? I'm asking, I know you will say yes. You have no choice.
Rukumbira hangu asindozva kuti munoti hongu.
In his prayer now he says,
Munamato wake Jesu akati,
Father,
Baba,
all things are possible unto thee.
Zvinhu zvese zvinogoneka kwamuri.
Church, it's possible for God to change all the quotations. All things are possible unto thee. But if it's going to change a promise, God will not change it. I am the Lord. I change not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus Christ on die mumwe chete zuro.
The devil, different rider to rider.
Jesu, aya diabolo sano tasha mabhiza akasiyana siyana achisanduka.
Ramboche na bizaria.
He is now on a white horse.
Razuku.
He did now change.
Pidigu.
Now a pale horse.
Radema.
Red horse, black horse.
Ah, pidigu. Randonga nonga futi makala.
It's now a pale horse.
Ra pale.
It's now a pale horse. Ra pumbu.
Asi Jesu Christu.
But Jesus
daro,
remains the
zuro,
same.
Yesterday,
today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be fooled. God is not mocked.
Musa nyengerwe. Mwari havasekwe.
Now, Mr. Pelagia. Listen to this. Jesus,
Sister Pelagia, in ways.
Jesus,
yes,
in his mortal frame.
Ari mumu tumbi wake
when he faced death,
akatarisana nerufu.
He trembled.
Akadedera paakatarisana nerufu.
When he faced Lazarus' death,
paakatarisana nerufu
he wept.
Akachema.
But the redeemed,
asi vadzikinurwa,
something has happened.
Pane chakaitika.
So,
Saka,
in 1960, he says in adoption,
Muna adoption,
I looked at him.
ndakamutarisa.
That's Brother Bosworth.
Ndi Brother Bosworth.
I hugged him.
Ndikamambundira.
I said to him,
Brother Bosworth,
I want to ask you a question. What was the happiest time of your all the years that you preached?
Brother Bosworth, ndeipi nguva yamakanyatsofarira pamakore ese amakaparidza?
Brother Bosworth, right now, Brother Branham. In Gethsemane, Jesus could not say right now. Because of the load of sin he was going to be carrying. But Bosworth doesn't have to fear death anymore. He doesn't have a load of sin anymore. So death is different. Bosworth's death is different from Jesus' death, which had a lot of fear and trembling. He says, right now. Then Brother Branham says, you know you are dying.
Brother Bosworth,
he says, I cannot die.
She can say, oh, and this could fine. And if
I cannot die.
And ife andigone kufa.
I said, why would you say this is your happiest time?
Ko sei mati ino indo nguwa inyaka naksisa.
2:24. There was a little door.
And pampa ne kamso kadiki.
And Bosworth said,
Bosworth akati,
I am laying here.
Ndiripana apa hangu.
With my face turned towards the door.
Ndiripana apa. Uso wangu watarisana nemsuo.
Most any minute.
Nguva ipi zvayo, minute ipi zvayo.
The one that I have loved.
Hallelujah. Uyo wandakada.
The one that I preached for and stood for.
Wandaka paridza nezvake.
Ndikamira
naye upenyu wangu wose.
He will come to that door.
Achasvika pamusuo uyu.
For me.
Kwandiri.
And I will go with him.
Ndigoenda naye.
I looked at him.
Ndakamutarisa.
I thought.
Ndikati.
I was looking. The same as I would be to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Ndakatarisa Brother Bosworth, ndakafunga ndoza ndaingoita ndakatarisa Abraham.
Happiest moment.
Nguva yakanakisisa.
Friends,
ama
1950. If I live to be 100 years.
Ama 1950 kana ndikararama kuva 100 years.
I will never forget what happened.
And if ndakakangano zvakaitika.
Those two big brown eyes looked up at me.
Meso maviri ebrown akanyatsonditarisa mboni kumboni.
This was when Hope was dying.
And Hope, sorry, anga akufa.
Looking at her husband.
Hope akatarisa murume wake.
She was so weak she couldn't say nothing.
Akanga apera zvekuti anga asakwanisa kutaura.
She was smiling.
Achinyi akangonyemwerera.
She took her finger.
Akatora chikunwe chake.
And she motioned. I got down. She said, why did you call me, honey? I said, I don't know. She said, I was in another land. It was so peaceful. Hallelujah, you can finish off this. So,
Saka.
You've had happy moments with blessing.
Takawana nguwa za kanaka.
Let's start from 9A.
Gatange pa 9A.
When blessing came.
Paka we are blessing.
And he says, Pelagia.
Pelagia.
How about life together?
Kotadi kufambi zana mupenyu tese.
What do you mean?
Matikudi.
I mean in, you know, blessing as a baritone. I mean in marriage.
And rukureva muchato.
And then she says, I'll go and pray about it.
Shikanzindirege indimbonona mata.
That was the most difficult time for blessing.
blessing.
When he was waiting for his answer. And then she came back.
Sister Vazoka
said,
"Shinaita, it's possible."
That was the happiest moment in Blessing's life.
And
then when they bought their first car,
a
happy moment. When the first baby came,
a
happy moment. Number two, number three, until the last, happy moments. When they bought a house, happy moment. They changed to another car. Happy moments.
Oh,
now they are in the ministry. Wonderful times. Now he's under the water, said to say. If you were to ask him,
Brother Blessing,
what's the happiest moment in your life? He would have said, right now.
Yes, he knows.
You would then say, do you realize you're underwater? He would have said, there's a little door.
Right.
And anytime you come,
I know we
the
are
one I have lived for all my life will be here any minute. He may have said, like Brother Matanga was saying, I said to myself, let me listen to his last message. Sunday, the last Sunday. And he said, if a person naturally goes underwater, 1 minute quite often is enough.
1 minute.
Let alone 5 minutes.
1 minute, quite 5.
He has drowned.
I heard
it on his tape. Last Sunday,
pan up.
Then after he said that, then he said, reading from the prophet, there was a law in Christ. That law is in men. You can bury him to the deepest grave. Or the deepest sea. Or the lowest hell. There is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that was Blessing's prophecy.
Prophesying
again. What our prophets prophesied. So though you put him under water, when I was hearing talk about there are crocodiles there,
he says,
what is lost must be found.
It's
there on that tape. So I said to myself, this is a man of God. He has prophesied. Everyone is jittery about crocodiles. But he has already said, I will be found. And when Jesus comes, I will rise. Let these words comfort you. What is the happiest moment of blessing? Right now!
Blessing, baby.